Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley. It is 2 days before Christmas, and stick a fork in me, man. I'm done. I am so done being out and about on the roads, in the malls. I know. Avoid malls at all costs. You know what you got to avoid at this time of year? It's Christmas here in the U.S. I know we have an international audience, over 100 countries. Many different faiths as well represented. I happen to be of the Christian faith. We celebrate the holiday here, Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ. And yet somehow, some way, it has turned into the ultimate grab. Let's go out and get presents. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Ridiculous Tuesday, Moron Wednesday, Maniac, Upset, Crazy Driver, Thursday, Rude, Obnoxious, Mall Shopper Friday. Yet every day is Saturday. Hey, it's the number one motivational podcast on the planet, so let's keep it upbeat, shall we? It really is 2 days before Christmas, and yes, I really am done. I am so looking forward to my daughters opening their gifts on Christmas morning, especially our baby Susan. It's her very first Christmas with us. At last year at this time, she was in Children's Hospital. Just had a tracheostomy hooked up to a ventilator. We actually had our baby Susan at the mall yesterday. So as I joke around a lot about going to the mall and fighting the crowd, yeah, it's real. Trust me. I mean, it is so real, the battle to get to the mall. Why would you even go there, man, 2 days before Christmas, 3 days before Christmas? But I was feeling very Clark Griswoldish, and I felt the need to bring the entire family, all four girls, as well as my wife, Angela, including our baby, Susan, to the mall. Picture with Santa Claus. You can check out my Facebook page, Sam Crowley, posted it out there. And, you know, it was great. It actually was awesome to have our baby girl with us yesterday, but it didn't come without a cost, and that is the ultimate frustration of being out there. But, hey, man, you got to be grateful. You know, this time last year, our baby girl was in Children's Hospital fighting for her life, learning how to breathe on her own and all that stuff. So it's pretty cool. And then today's show, I want to share with you still my search for the perfect client and give you some feedback and kind of an overview of what's been going on. What does this all mean? Like, what is this perfect client stuff? Well, for the past couple months, I've been emailing my database. Actually, not even that often. I mean, I might have sent one email in November, maybe two. October was a little bit more. I try not to spam my database, only when I feel I got some really good quality stuff to share. And I've been studying, as I mentioned, at the end of September, beginning of October, I went into a deep dive studying the art of marketing, whether that's affiliate marketing, regular marketing, sales, just how to be a better marketer. And I haven't really promoted a lot of stuff, including my own. And I think it's just, I don't know, man, it's just that's what being an entrepreneur is about. I've spoken a few times in Palm Springs, Orlando, a couple times as well over that period. So it's not like I wasn't working at all, but you know, sometimes you got to just go, just get away, man, and just study. We're always going 1,000 miles an hour. It's like we wake up, grab our iPhone, grab our tablet or laptop, whatever, check email, get on social media, look at everything we miss, think of everything we got to get done. It's almost when you quit your job, you're still in that job mode. Like if I'm not really busy, I'm not productive. You know, I'm not going to make money unless I'm really busy. You know, I know a lot of busy, broke people. You know what I mean? Like they're shuffling papers from the left side of their desk to the right side of their desk. They're getting on Skype calls. Oh, and the webinars. Oh my God, there's a webinar at noon, 1:30, 5, 7, and 10. I got to be on every single one of them. I got to stare at my screen and take notes and then do absolutely nothing with that information. I need to join a mastermind. I need to buy more digital products. It's like these are professional webinar and seminar attendees and digital product groupies. You know, it's like crack, and yet they do absolutely nothing with the information. Sometimes we forget why we even became an entrepreneur. You know, the perfect client in my mind is somebody who understands that at some point in time, they are going to stop exchanging hours for dollars. They're going to get off that vicious cycle of thinking. And this, look, this is an industrial age mentality. It's been given to us from our grandparents to our parents. And still, a lot of individuals, and look, it's real, man. As much as the millennials want to pretend like all they got to do is jump on an app and press a couple of buttons and make money, it ain't that way. They're going to college. They're going $150,000 in debt. They're getting out of college. They're taking that entry-level job. They're sitting in the cubicle graveyard taking orders from morons who don't even know what's going on, and they're thinking this is the height of normality because their parents did it and their buddies are doing it out of college and everybody's doing it. It's like that's all the reasons not to go down that road is because everybody's doing it. But you never learn that lesson because you don't have individuals like myself and other entrepreneurs telling you it's absolutely insane to follow the herd. I did it. I did it for 15 years in the corporate world, 17 if you count when I dropped out of the Pennsylvania State University. Actually, I think I was pretty much shown the door. Yes, there really was a double secret. Not secret. There really was double probation at Penn State Erie campus in 1988, and yours truly was on it. So rather than jeopardize getting any more bad grades as well, because the academics kind of flowed with the party scene. It's a whole different story. I mean, I got to go into that at some point. But that... it was like Animal House, man. I was completely out of control. And so anyway, I was on double probation, too many parties. I was told, and me and my buddies were told, look, you have one more party in the dorms, and you're out. I mean, we're literally going to kick you out. And as the RA, the resident assistant, the boss of the RAs, his name was Ed, he was the boss of all the RAs, actually. And we lived with an RA. It was an on-campus apartment. Not only did we have the stones to actually party so much, we actually, when our RA went away, which was every weekend, he went home for the weekend, we partied it up. Think of the audacity you got to have to just party all weekend living with an RA whose sole purpose is to be the police officer, the eyes and ears of the university when they're not around. God, that was so stupid. So as Ed was telling us that one more party, we're all looking at the exit door, we're having 23 cases of Strohs delivered to our... do you remember Strohs? They even still make Strohs? Do they? Let me know, man, on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Do they still make Strohs beer? Because they had the Strohs 30-pack. At that point in time, we were aficionados of Meisterbrau. All the good stuff. Cost $2.50 for a six-pack of Pounder, 16 ounces. Meisterbrau, Milwaukee's best, and Strohs, okay? And it was directly in proportion to what it cost. So anyway, we were having 23 cases of Strohs beer delivered to our apartment for a party that evening, and I can see it like it was yesterday. We're facing the window of the basement of our dorm room. It was, I call them dorms, but they were on-campus apartment living. And as Ed is facing us, he's got his back to the window. I'm looking out the window, and all my buddies are bringing in the cases of beer to the apartment, walking right by the window. As that, it was a Friday morning at like 10 o'clock. And I don't even know, man. Ignorance is kind of bliss, I guess, because had I known then what I know now, I probably wouldn't have done all that stuff. I would have actually gotten an education. So anyway, we're way off the reservation. I'm going to pick this up on the next podcast right after this one, so make sure you listen to it. And I want to talk about what it means to be intentional. I mean, I'm looking for the perfect client and haven't really found that individual yet, at least in the past month. I've had a lot of perfect clients this year, but I'm very intentional, very specific in who I'm looking for. And it's not even being rude. It's not saying you're not worthy to work with Sam Crowley. That's not it at all. I want to just kind of give you an insight into what's going on and why the clients who are not a good fit for this particular program opt out. And they understand they opt out, and they understand it's just not a good fit at this time. And it really is a great way to do business. You're very honest with them. They're honest with themselves. And both parties understand it's not a good fit. But boy, let me tell you, when you find the perfect client, wow. Wow. It's lightning in a bottle. I mean, it really is, because they're ready to launch. And when they're ready to launch and you've got the information to help them do it, forget about it. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EverydayIsSaturday.